When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Ben and Kelly, please keep my name anonymous. Call me Heidi.
Hi, Heidi.
Seriously, though, need your help.
Okay.
Is it possible to get unengaged and still stay with your significant other?
Okay.
I ask because a few months ago, my boyfriend of 1 year proposed to me.
Mm-hmm.
I do love him. I said yes, even though it felt too soon in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I said yes because I feared that if I said no, he might leave me, and I do see a future with him.
Mm.
But you never know what could happen.
Right.
These last couple of months have been beyond annoying with wedding talk from him, our friends, and family.
Gosh.
I'm not ready to pick a date. I don't want to figure it out yet. I still want to be with him, but I want this pressure of being engaged and planning a wedding to stop. It's affecting our relationship. And if I told him this, it would be a relationship ender. So can I give back the ring and tell him to hold on to it and we can revisit the engagement in a year or so?
Wait, she says that if she said to, hey, let's pause the planning for the wedding, that it would be a relationship ender?
That's what she thinks.
Oh, man.
But then she's all like, then she wants to give the ring back, which I don't. I feel like if you want to stay with him, giving the ring back probably going to end it.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's probably not a good thing.
No, probably not a good thing. But I think it's a valid concern to, if you don't feel ready to, you know, sail through to the wedding right now, that it's a valid conversation to have about just extending the engagement.
The engagement, like, right.
Yeah, let's just hold off for a little bit before we really get steamrolling with the plans for the wedding and just take our time with that.
Yeah, and I understand if his timeline and your timeline don't necessarily jive and match up, because he's like, hey, I think there's a, you know, my church is free in the next 4 months. Why are we waiting? Let's do it. You know,
I get that too.
This is a once in a lifetime opportunity. I've already booked the honeymoon.
Oh, wow.
Now, I'm just throwing this out there because we don't know whether or not those sorts of planning and preparations have gotten that far, but I...
But she feels like it's spinning out of her control, and she's a little, I think, just feeling like she's not ready to do all of that just yet, knows she loves him, sees a future, just doesn't want that future to be like right now.
So it's not, we're not trying to help her decide, oh, hey...
How do you let him down and move on?
Right. It's more like, how do we kick the can down the road and say, let's do a long engagement and keep him invested and not thinking that there's some sort of problem or whatever?
Exactly. Because that's immediately, I think, what he's going to start thinking. Well, why are you unsure? Is there somebody else? Like, do you not love me enough?
You love me, don't you? You said yes. Let's get married.
All those things. Yes. Right. Which would be understandable for him to feel. And then there's going to be like doubt. Well, is she ever going to want to marry me? Is, you know, are we ever on the same page? That kind of thing.
And how long is long enough for you to regain that, I guess, comfort to know?
How long do you need to pause?
Right. And you may not know that answer.
Yes, exactly. So how do you say, okay, let's put a pin in it and I'll let you know when we need to revisit that.
Yeah, let's call ourselves engaged, but you know what? We don't need to have a date right now. How many times have we talked to a listener who's like, yeah, we've been engaged for 12 years?
Yes, exactly. And they seem to be just
like,
fine with that.
We just haven't gotten around to it.
But the key is both people are okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're on different pages now. So this is a delicate situation. How do we handle this? And let them know, I love you. I do see a future. Hang on for a sec.
All right, 502-795-1997. Would love your thoughts on this, especially if this is what you did.
Right, yes. If you've been in this situation, how did you navigate it and stay together?
Yep. Want to hear those stories on the way. Group therapy, I think we can all be agreed in saying, hey, Heidi wants to know if she can get unengaged but stay together with her fiancé. And we say, well, just kick the wedding down the road. Don't necessarily get married right away.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I think we all agree, like, telling him you don't want to be engaged but don't want to break up, probably not going to work out.
Yeah.
So we figure out a way to prolong the engagement.
Right. Chris texts in and says, hey, just start the conversation with, hey, listen, when you asked me to marry you, I said yes because I love you so much and I 100% see a future with you. However, process is going a little faster than I'm comfortable with. Can we just slow it down a little bit?
That seems reasonable.
That seems reasonable. I mean, it seems like something maybe he could be on board with, your fiance. Now, Lisa doesn't necessarily see the glass as half full. She says, I don't think she really sees a future with this guy.
Ooh.
I think she doesn't want to be alone while she looks for something better.
Ooh.
Take your lumps, grow up, learn to be alone, done and done.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, now, Kate says, I've been with my fiance for 7 years. Engaged for 3.
Okay.
We have 6 kids, share 2 together. We want to get married, but life is just too expensive. Having
yeah,
a wedding
it.
Would cost more for us in the long run with inflation the way it is. Insurance for kids would skyrocket. So in my opinion, I'd use finances as an excuse. Stay engaged, but
all
tell
right.
them you want to set the date like 2 years out to ensure you have the wedding of your dreams.
I was just talking with a friend yesterday, and he said that his... you know, dad, when, you know, he got remarried, like was engaged or basically dated the same woman for 20 years and then decided to get married.
Wow.
And it was like, you know, the rationale being, you know, most people get married right away and then, you know, stay together, then get divorced. I did it the opposite. I want to make sure that we were good and then decided, all right, well, I guess we're good. And
okay,
so,
we're 20 years in. I guess you're going to stick around.
I guess we're good. So maybe that's an extreme version, Heidi, of what we're talking about here.
Right. But I like the idea. Like maybe in a couple of years, you're going to feel ready. I mean, that should feel normal to you. Now, if that's still giving you the sweats, then maybe Lisa might be onto something with maybe it's... It's just coming down to, do you really see a future with this guy, or are you holding out until something else comes by and strikes you with lightning?
Mm.
Maybe that's it.
Amber said, my friend's sister has been engaged to a guy for like 10 years. Just because you're engaged doesn't mean you have to get married right away. Just tell him that you like the spot you're in now and want to take it slow with the wedding stuff. There's no time limit.
Well, yeah, and I'll tell you what, there is a point to really taking your time with the engagement and enjoying that part because you don't get that excitement back after the wedding, and it seems to fly by. I mean, I got engaged and was married in 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
That flew by.
I was going to say, it was a whirlwind for you.
Exactly. We didn't really get to, and we sold 2 houses and we're building one mm-hmm. at the same time.
Right.
There was just so much going on. So I think that she does have a valid argument. And, hey, let's just relish in this time. And, you know, we're only going to be engaged to each other once. And then after the marriage, that's the rest of our lives. So let's really dig in and enjoy this whole thing. Spend the next couple of years going to bridal shows where everybody, like, fawns on you. And that's fun. And you just sample all the things. And then you can really... put together your absolute dream wedding.
We'll wrap it up with this just almost as a cautionary tale of saying, hey, let's get unengaged. Aiden says, so I became unengaged with my baby mama, and calling her that should explain the outcome. Yes, let's not necessarily get unengaged. Let's
right.
just make sure that the wedding doesn't happen for us, you know, maybe a couple years even. So
exactly.
All right. Well, hey, Heidi, good luck. I have a Michael Graves toaster in my
listen,
the trunk
that's
of my
not
car.
Helping right now. That's not helping right now. That's not helping right now.
I mean, if you don't get married soon, it could be gone.
You just put
someone
a pin
might
in that,
get
sir.
It. Someone
well,
might
listen,
get
we'll
it.
Put your name on it. We'll set it back for a couple of years. We've had it for a while. It's not going to hurt.
I've had it for 10 years. anyways, I'm sure that style is still, you know what? If I keep it long enough, that style is going to come back.
Exactly.
It's going to come back.
It's retro by now, isn't it?
It is retro. All right. That is your group therapy. Good luck. Keep us posted, Heidi.